Good morning. You're listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO FM. My name is Cecil Prescott, and today is Monday, November 29th, 2010. KBOO FM, if you're listening via the web, 90.7 in Portland, 91.9 in Columbia Gorge, and 100.7 in Willamette Valley. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we are very pleased that you have taken some time to stop by here and be a part of our morning conversation. I trust that those of you who celebrated the holidays this past weekend had a good and restful time. And as we begin another week, hopefully that this will be a program that will be informative and help you as you meet the challenges of today. Scheduled today is a conversation about the healthcare system in the United States. Our scheduled guest is Ron Williams, who is the executive director of Oregon Action. And our conversation this morning will center around health insurance, more specifically the GOP's Pledge to America. For those of you who have not read it, it's online. And among their pledge is to repeal the Affordable Act, the recent health care plan that was passed by the U.S. Congress. A part of our discussion this morning will be on whether or not it negatively impacts African Americans. You may be aware that African Americans are disproportionately impacted by the health care crisis in this country. 21% of African Americans do not have health insurance, including 11.5% of children were uninsured in 2009. But more African Americans are disproportionately poor and negatively impacted by a poor health care system. Our discussion this morning will center around the impact the proposals that the newly empowered GOP Congress has and their impact on the American public, specifically African American. As we begin our program this morning, I would like to encourage you to be a part of our morning conversation. The numbers here are 503-231-8187. Specifically, are you satisfied with your health insurance? What things would you change about your health insurance plan? Those are things that are uppermost on all of our minds, and we would encourage you to call in at 503-231-8187 and speak about your health insurance and whether or not you think it meets your needs. Let me remind you that this is your community radio station, and as such, we are a source of information and insight for you. Related to that, this morning at 10 a.m. at the new Director's Park, which is located at Southwest 8th and Yamhill in downtown Portland, unemployed Portland residents will be joined by community leaders at a press conference and rally to demand that Congress extend unemployment benefits and the TANF Emergency Fund until the economy recovers. This press conference is co-sponsored by the recently formed Sunnyside Self-Health Employment Group and Portland Jobs with Justice. That's a rally this morning in downtown Portland, Southwest 8th and Yamhill, to call for Congress to extend unemployment benefits. As you may know, before the holiday recess, the U.S. Congress did not extend unemployment benefits, and so those who are relying on that are in another crisis. This has been something that has continued in every depression and recession that the United States has had for the last 40 years to extend unemployment benefits. This Congress has failed to do so. As Congress begins to come back to Washington and meet the problems that they face in this so-called lame duck session, this is one thing that we can demand of our representatives in the Washington, D.C. So again, that is a rally this morning at 10 a.m. at the new Director's Park on Southwest 8th and Southwest Yamhill. Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. We are talking about health insurance this morning, and we want to know your concerns and how are you satisfied with your health insurance plan and or what changes would you make. I think we do have a caller online, and in a few minutes we will line that caller up and hear what you have to say. So we'll go to our first caller. Good morning, caller. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how is your health insurance plan?
Well, I don't have any, but I got a heck of a story for you. Sure. I've had a tumor in my eye for 10 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I've also got renal failure and nerve damage.
Wow.
And I don't have any health insurance, and I've been homeless. And, you know, it's a pretty long story, but I'll sum it up. It's been really, really, really lousy for me because I keep going to the emergency rooms, and no one will treat me for any of it. They keep referring me to specialists,
right.
and every time I call the specialist, they say, well, if you don't have insurance, we need $300 cash up front before we'll even make an appointment for you.
Wow.
So I'm basically literally just, like, society's left me to die with cancer and renal failure and all this stuff. And the thing of it is, too, it was so totally preventable in the first place. I'm 28 years old. I have a six-month-old son.
Oh.
I was sexually assaulted by a police officer here in Portland a few years ago, and I got permanent nerve damage from it. And, you know, I can't even get it treated. And, oh, boy. You know, it's just, it's really, really tough, man.
Terrible.
It really, really sucks not having health insurance. And I'll tell you one more thing, too. I found out in the course recently, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Outside In. They're super awesome,
mm-hmm.
Outside In. They're telling me that I'm having some kidney problems. And I've been going to community health clinics and stuff like that, and they've been misdiagnosing me because once they give you a diagnosis, they have an obligation to treat you.
Yes.
So if they misdiagnose you as having a dizzy spell, not kidney failure, they're under no obligation to treat it. But I was delirious because they said my potassium levels were like through the floor. And so my electrolytes weren't happening. I was malnourished because I've also got some gastro problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I collapsed on a sidewalk about a year ago. And I was just sleeping on the sidewalk and the cops came and they picked me up and they took me into a mental hospital because they said that I was depressed. And they ran some tests and it showed that my kidneys were abnormal. But they didn't follow up, and they said I had a mood disorder not otherwise specified. Come to find out a couple years later, you know, it's not a mood disorder. I was having some serious vertigo, you know, electrolyte problems because of these kidney issues, you know. And so it's like they know that they're doing this to a lot of other people. You know, there's homeless people out there that are just dying on the streets, you know, and people say they're crazy. Maybe they're just malnourished, but it's just... It's sick the way that we treat people in the society. We call ourselves a caring society. We're really not. We let people die. And I think that's fine, but I don't think America should go around calling itself this wonderful, caring place because it's not.
Wow.
That's what I got to say. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's really sad to hear about your condition. And unfortunately, it's not unusual in terms of people's inability to get access to good health care, a problem that we have, as the caller suggested, in a so-called caring society. Let's go to our next caller. Good morning. Hello.
They won't treat them at the emergency rooms anymore.
Hello, you're on the air. Okay, I think we lost that caller. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. Central topic of conversation this morning is the health care that you have or do not have. Are you satisfied with your health insurance? Or what things would you change about your health insurance plan? Our first caller shared a tale about his inability to get health care and to get adequate treatment for his condition. Unfortunately, that continues to be a problem for too many in our societies. The next Congress, which will be dominated by Republicans, certainly in the House, will continue to address the health care crisis in America. The Pledge to America, which the House and Senate Republicans ran on, has as one of its platform to reform, to dismantle the Health Care Reform Act of 2009. We can talk more about that and what is specifically in their proposal. But we want to hear from you, your stories, and about how you are being adequately or not adequately covered with health care. Let's go to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. Sorry we lost you a minute ago.
No problem. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your show and your thoughtful approach to the topic. I am a 50-year-old American. I used to teach English when I lived in Arizona, and I had a health care through the county there because it was a county community college system. But I moved up here about 12 years ago and found out you just can't move from one state to another, even if you have a master's degree, because every state wants you to go to their education school to re-up your master's degree so you can teach their little kids how to read and write.
Mm.
So basically, I haven't been teaching here, but I also, because of the job situation in Portland, have no health care, haven't had for 5 or 6 years. And when I have had, quite often, the companies will give you health care, and then, you know, 2 months later, they'll just lay you off because it's slow in the wintertime or whatever around here. So I'd say my experience in Portland has been very bad in terms of health care.
So you don't have health care now. What do you do when you get sick?
I try not to get sick.
Yeah.
If I got really sick, I guess I would go to the hospital if I had to. But I've been so sick in Portland that I stayed in bed for a week, and I just got better myself by going to the health food store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just buy good food and talk to the people at the health food store and take supplements, and that's all I can really afford to do.
And have you been able to, it sounds like you haven't been able to find adequate employment to transfer your skills here in Oregon?
Not really, no. I'm going to try the state of Oregon and see if I can get employed through the state. But the community college system here is very small compared to Arizona.
Yes.
And the bulk of the funding here seems to go to the K-12 and the university systems. So there just isn't a lot of money for people like me with master's degrees to teach, unless we want to teach part-time and get paid, you know, a quarter of what we would get paid teaching full-time, which is another scandal.
Yes.
The two-tier payment system in our education system is just a god-awful mess.
That's so true. But, well, good luck, and I hope things turn out better for you and that you're able to use your skill, because we certainly need good teachers.
Well, me too. And my point was that we need to understand in America that we are the only industrial nation that does not have universal health care.
We're
alone.
We are.
You go to Finland, you go to England, you go to Japan, you go to Germany, you go to Denmark, you go to Italy, you go to any country with an economy, and they have universal health care of some sort or other. And we just live in propaganda world here, and we need to wake up. And I was glad the Obama administration tried to do something, but I think they need to recircle the wagons and make sure that gets passed.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jeff. You're listening to More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott. This is KBOO FM. We're speaking this morning about health care, and health insurance. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. Are you satisfied with your health care plan? What changes would you make? Let's go to LJ. Good morning, LJ.
Hey, Cecil, how are you?
I am well.
Good. All right. Cecil, do you suppose that we can broach the subject of the two-tiered health system program here in America? There's the health care system for our Congress clears.
Yes.
The socialized medicine part that they get, and, of course, the stuff that they decide to throw to us.
Right.
There was a very interesting thing I heard on the corporate TV the other day. There's a brand new congressman from Florida was absolutely livid that him and his family were going to have to wait 90 days before their socialized government Medicare, you know, medical insurance kicks in, and this guy is so mad that he's going to have to wait 90 days. He's going to introduce legislation in the Congress to waive the 90-day waiting period.
Right, and is it 90 days or was it 30 days? But
no, it's
90 days. Okay,
it's 90 days.
Okay.
So anyway, how could it be possible for our Congress critters to identify with what the common man's needs are when they live in a whole different world?
Certainly,
And just a couple of more things, and I'll get off the phone. This is a little outline of the Congress's latest version of the roadmap for America's future, all right? And I'm going to read a few of these things. They want to begin to privatize Social Security. they want to replace Medicare as we know it, and most of Medicaid, with a voucher program that would eventually reduce the value of the vouchers, abolish the state children's health insurance program, abolish corporate income tax, abolish the estate tax and the alternative minimum tax, eliminate income tax on capital gains, dividends, and interests, provide across-the-board tax cuts, even to the richest Americans, and finally, explore flat tax and consumption tax modeling that do away with a progressive taxation. In the meantime, you guys, have a great day. And to quote my dad, God bless America, God bless Kate Smith. Have a great day.
Thank you, LJ. Thank you for sharing in terms of the proposal that the Republicans have made, reminding us that elections do have results and impact all of us. Our numbers here are 503-231-8187. We're speaking about health care in our society today. Are you satisfied with your health insurance plan? And what changes would you make? Let's go to our next caller. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
Great.
You're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody with health insurance today, see? So I've noticed that everybody that's called is like, health insurance?
Yeah. Do you have insurance?
You know what? I am a painter by trade, which means that I haven't had health insurance for the last 20 years. I've had it one time in the last 20 years.
Wow.
And that was because I was on long-term with the company for over a year. After 6 months, my health insurance kicked in. When you're a seasonal worker, when you're in construction, you don't have insurance unless you're on your wife's plan, and she's a medical worker or works for the city or whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
We have one of the, just by lifestyle and by the work they do, construction workers need health care.
Right.
And they don't have it. And you know what, you keep calling it a health care plan. It's not. It's a health care scam.
Ah.
Everybody knows that they will deny you every time first. And then if you fight hard enough, you might get it. Or if it's a cheap enough thing, if they see an angle where it could cost them more around the road, if they don't take care of your immediate needs, then they'll take care of them. But everybody knows that they, you know, it's like the people that are stamping mortgages $30,000 a month or whatever. Healthcare insurance has the exact same people. That person right there that has that job of just stamping your mortgage is also in the healthcare industry denying you health insurance. And the whole thing. If we don't go to LJ and the caller before were talking about how our government, members of our government, have a socialized healthcare.
Yes.
I was a military brat, so I was privy to socialized healthcare until I was 21 years old. And I got to say, it's the only healthcare that's ever worked for me ever. It's the only healthcare that's been on my side. Recently, I've got a chronic back problems, and I went to the free clinic. I can't take pain medications, but I wanted to see if they could get me an anti-inflammatory or something. They sent me to another clinic that is they do it on how much you're making, and they, I don't want to mention their names. I don't want them to get flooded with calls and people. But so I went to this other clinic, and they found out that I am not just suffering from back problems. I'm a diabetic and high blood pressure, and, you know, I've got the trifecta leading up to heart failure.
Heart failure, yes.
And if they hadn't have brought this to my attention, if a free medical health program hadn't have brought this to my attention, I could be dead right now.
Certainly.
And I'm sitting there telling you, if you're waiting on somebody who's making money off of denying you health care of any sort, if you're waiting on them for your treatment, you are a fool. That's all there is to it. These people that believe in the health insurance scam are fools.
Thank you for being so eloquent and sharing those thoughts.
Well, you know, I appreciate you being here for us and the whole KBOO staff, and God bless everyone that called in, and much love to everyone. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We're speaking this morning about health insurance. The last caller mentioned that maybe we shouldn't call it health insurance plan, but health insurance scam. What changes do we need to make? In last year, the Congress passed the Affordable Care Act of 2009. The incoming Congress, the Republicans, promised to repeal it and replace it. It's not clear how they will replace it, but are you satisfied with your health insurance? What changes would you make? What recommendations would you make to Congress? Let's go to our next caller. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. I love the last two callers. Algie is always so full of facts, for one thing.
Yes.
The last guy really, construction here, they expect you to sweat the max and give the least, but you have to have workman's comp, which just pays something of your wage. If you get hurt or sick, it does nothing about your health.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is one. I might sound like a gramophone record with a needle stuck. If anybody can remember gramophone.
I was going to say we might have to translate that, but
yeah.
Continue.
Well, you know, this is one of my favorite call-in topics and the stuff I hammer about and write about. And,
yes.
It's the main reason I have never become a U.S. citizen, and it's getting worse. I mean, this lot we call the new Congress have done nothing but obstruct anything that's been proposed to change. I've never heard them come up with one idea except to, you know, knock it on the head, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Boehner, how can he take people seriously who stand up and say, without their face turning red, that the U.S. has the finest healthcare system in the world? I mean, you know, it makes me want to spit nails and bite chunks of wood and stuff, but I have written personally to Obama, and I don't know if I haven't had a reply yet, to offer to go around the country to be a poster boy for just what can happen to you if you get sick once, especially if you're self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly died 3.5 years ago, and I was relatively prosperous. And I must say, supported KBOO accordingly. And, you know, I got, you know, I was hauled into the ER. And we've been bankrupted by it. And we had insurance.
Mm.
You know, we had good insurance by U.S. standards, but the aftercare, the inability to work, losing all my work. You know, I was getting ready to hire 3 or 4 people. And I'd love to debate a couple of these guys that keep calling in and saying that we are happy, most of us are happy with our health insurance, so leave us alone. And there's one guy calls in that's a small business owner too, and
yes.
You know, apparently he has different insurance for himself than he has for his employees, but he keeps saying, well, I treat my people like this, and you know, you've no right to try and take it away from us. And that's the sad bit. People perceive this as it being taken away from them rather than for it to be given to them universally. And, you know, I would, and I think most progressives would rather pay a little bit out of what they make for everybody to be covered. But this mean-spiritedness has become an epidemic in this country. It's not the same country that I first came to, and it's, you know, the everybody's scared of everybody else now. So it's interesting that the last caller also said you're going to have a hard time getting somebody to call KBOO that actually has health insurance.
Right.
I'm sure the likes of Lars Larson would be barraged with people that love their health insurance because they've never known anything else. But believe me, I've got a 5-year plan to go back to Europe. Best I can do is try and make my present business, what's left of it, up to something that can be sold. But I'm looking for a house in France, actually, right now, with the help of some friends. And this country. I'm sorry for those of you who are stuck here, but thank goodness for the likes of Cable, but sometimes I feel like it's we're being engulfed by a tide of madness, like a tsunami.
Right.
And I wish I could take everybody with me.
Hey, thanks, Brian, and for always sharing your thoughts. And
yeah. Sorry, I hope you can find somebody with health insurance. And I can't speak for black folks. I know they have it worse. And the Native American folks. I mean, I've got a lot of Indian friends. Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, the tribal conditions, and, you know, of course they keep shoving this casino thing at them.
Right.
That's manipulated by the money managers, too.
Well, thank you for...
You can get Eugene Johnson to tell you all about that.
Anyway,
we're all in the same boat, except for the top 1%, and including the Congress critters who have not, like the other fella said, have no idea of what reality is. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. You are listening to KBOO. Let me just make a comment about the Congress. An earlier caller called and said how a recently elected congressperson was upset because his socialized medicine would not kick in for 90 days. I also think that this, and he reported that every other job he had, it kicked in immediately. A proposal I saw somewhere is to have Congress people to say that they will not accept their health insurance until all Americans are covered. That would be a blast. But I don't think we should hold our breath. So give us a call. We're speaking this morning about the healthcare in our country. Whether or not you are adequately covered, are you satisfied with your insurance plan and with the services you receive or do not receive? Several people have called. I don't think anyone has called who currently has health insurance, which is frightening. So let's hear from some other voices and see what people are thinking. Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you for waiting. Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks
for listening to me. I'm glad that you're talking about this topic. It's very important. I actually do have insurance.
Great.
And I work for a hospital. Uh-huh. I'm a nurse, and I can tell you that this is the worst insurance that I have ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
It's terrible. It's awful. And it's foolish. It's stupid the way that they do it, because the insurance companies are shooting themselves in the foot. And I'll give you an example.
Please.
I went to have just an annual physical preventative care, mm-hmm. with no initial complaints or anything. And I went in, and during that exam, I was found to be hard of hearing in one of my ears, just through the routine hearing eye exams that mm-hmm. they do. And so when it billed out, normally an annual visit should be covered 100% under the insurance plan, but because they found something wrong, they didn't cover it. And so that to me is foolish, because then you're not going to want to go in for your annual visits. And then in addition to that, basically I have to pay my $500 deductible before they're going to pay anything besides like the annual visits or things like that. So if I get sick, I have to, and I go to my physician to get antibiotics, I need to pay out of pocket until I meet my deductible.
Right.
However, if I go to the emergency room, I only have to pay $50.
Huh.
Which do you think costs the insurance companies more money?
Right. Wow. Amazing.
So it's ridiculous. I mean, there's just so many things like that that is so frustrating. And I just think that it's ridiculous that I work for a hospital.
Yes.
And I have the worst insurance ever.
Wow.
And I've had insurance on and off, you know, through my life. And mm-hmm. I just think to myself, you know, for me and my family, I pay about $300 a month. And, you know, that comes out to about $3,600 a year. Well, we're healthy people. We really don't get sick very much.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we do, a doctor's visit's like $150.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just can't help thinking to myself that, you know, if like 500 people just got together and took the amount of money that they would normally put towards insurance and got to a nonprofit insurance company together, you know, that maybe we would actually like have the coverage that we need when we need it, and would just pay our the amount that we're going to pay and then be done with it and not have to mess with what's covered and not covered and all that stuff. So,
well, that certainly is a proposal. I'm wondering how, you know, how that would work and going against the big health insurance companies, but it's certainly a start. So,
well, and exactly, and that's why I did vote for Obama, and I am for universal health care, but I do think that this health care plan that came through is stupid. I think that we're in bed with the insurance companies. I mean, we're just going to give them. I don't know. I think it's a lobbyist thing, and I disagree with like how it's happening with that. And people are so afraid of socialized medicine. Well, there's a ton of stuff in our society that's socialized. We have socialized education. We have Social Security. We have the post office. I mean, there's a ton
roads
of things,
and schools.
You know, but
yeah.
I don't know. So.
Well, hey, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing and sharing your story. It's troubling to hear how someone within the medical field has inadequate health insurance. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you.
And you're listening to KBOO FM. This is More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott. This morning we're speaking about healthcare in America. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. Before we go to our next caller, let me tell you that at 9 on the OMO Variety Hour, hear an interview about the Portland bomber and how the FBI operation and its publicity machine in fact promotes terrorism. Also, an analysis of the emerging conflict on the Korean Peninsula. At 10, hear Air Cascadia, news, headlines, and interviews with Chris Andre. At 10:15, on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein looked at what becomes of the environment under a new congressional regime. And at 11, on a special Health Watch, nutritionist and author Brenda Davis speaks on designing an optimal plant-based diet. This talk was recorded this year at Northwest Veg Fest. All of this here on your community radio station, KBOO. This is More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott. We're speaking about healthcare. Let's go to our next caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Cecil. Hey, I wasn't, I was listening and wasn't planning on calling in, but then I felt the need to. And I think part of what, after listening, but there was the comment that you made earlier that, elections and our votes matter. Mm-hmm. And more and more, I really question that strategy.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Tell me.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain level and a certain amount that I feel our vote does. But more and more, we've seen over and over, we keep saying that, but we seem to keep getting less and less for each time that we vote. And what I mean by that, in terms of for the healthcare issue, as so many other issues, is that ultimately, as we see what's going on in France right now, the riots and so forth, is that we need to more take people to task, the people, the very people that supposedly are supposed to be working for us who are actually not working for us, that we voted for. Because even though the majority of people have spoken out against the healthcare system, which, of course, I agree is not a healthcare system at all, as I can't remember the fellow's name from New York who spoke it like it was in Congress by saying the healthcare system in this country is that, the system just wants you to die. That's the healthcare system.
Yes.
That I feel like we get what we deserve by not speaking out more and not protesting against it. And I think the biggest thing about, we vote, we're supposed to make a change with our vote. It's not just here, but if you read enough of media, not just locally,
right,
but if you read the Financial Times, if you read The Economist, if you read The Guardian, if you read The Independent, if you're pretty diversified, you will see that more and more in all these countries that people keep holding up to say, well, we're the richest country in the world, we have the worst healthcare system, really, is what you're seeing in all these other countries we keep holding up as the example of what we should be, are being whittled away and whittled away and whittled away.
Yes.
In Europe, they're losing their socialized medicine. In Canada, it's being whittled down. In France, you're seeing the riots because it's being whittled down. In Sweden, they voted in a more conservative government that's going to go is working against changing the whole public health system. It's not just here.
That's an excellent point.
It's happening really worldwide because it's part of the global economy
that
people are trying to create.
Excellent point you're making.
And I think we have to stop thinking locally. And if people are really opening their eyes and if they really are educating themselves by reading a more diverse message that's going on out there, if they're really seeing what's going on, the fact is this is going on virtually everywhere.
Yes, yes. That's very true in terms of widening our perspective and recognize the international dimensions of the issues that we focus on locally.
Yeah, and this is not new. I mean, this has been planned and been going on for decades. I mean, if you read, if you're familiar at all with Arnold Toynbee, who I think was one of the greater historian writers, his seminal book called Civilization on Trial pretty much speaks to this very thing. He was very prophetic in his view, eventually, of the westernized world working towards a globalized central economy, which is the very thing of what the euro was about, and what you're seeing now, what's happening over the whole argument and the so-called collapse of countries like Greece and Ireland and Spain and Portugal,
right.
And this constant austerity programs, which are being backed by the IMF and the World Bank.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the Germany doesn't want to buy into it, and this whole thing that Germany may be the very reason why the euro falls. And I say that's fantastic, because they don't want to be the ones to have to support that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go off on a tangent about it. It's just that this is on a global scale.
Right.
And we have to see that what has been going on and what has been resisted here on the healthcare side of it is the very thing that's being whittled away everywhere. I mean, I just went on a trip a couple of years ago across Canada, and one of the amazing things was reading about, like, going through Toronto at that time, was Toronto literally was, you know, we hear about great things about Canada, how it's kind of survived the bubble economically and so forth, and it's when, in fact, it's really hurting more and more. Excuse me. But the fact is that, let's say, the city of Toronto had gone bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the more conservative government under Stephen Harper, during this whole global warming issue, during that time, of course, Bush was still in office at the end of his term, they had totally cut all funding for research into the whole issue of global warming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just getting is this whole thing really is intertwined in terms of more of a conservative politic on a global scale.
That's a good way.
I would just ask listeners to really try to read between the lines and see that this is much more than just a local issue. This is a global issue.
Excellent points.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling and sharing those thoughts. We're speaking this morning about health care. Are you satisfied with your health insurance? Do you have health insurance? Our last caller suggested that we expand our discussion or our vision. It's more than a local program, but in terms of looking at internationalism and the broad base in which we need to address these issues. I think we have a caller, John, who might be satisfied with his health insurance. Good morning, John.
Yeah, hey, Cecil. I want to tell you, the year 2010 has been wonderful for me.
Okay.
With regards to my health care plan.
Uh-huh.
A year ago, I was with my wife and kids. We had a policy that was going to go up to over $1,000 a month, and I said, I can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone gave me a tip about this organization I could go to, and I applied and I got in there, and I get all my care. I pay $15 copays for the visit, and the rest is covered. I went in and I had a complete physical, and the doctor was with me for quite a long time discussing all kinds of aspects. Wasn't in a hurry. I recently had to get a blood test, and I was in and out of the clinic in 15 minutes, and then they even sent all the stuff in the mail without me even asking. I had my eyes examined, and I got progressive lenses for free, or, you know, the $15 copay. And I mean, I can't say enough about this organization. And in fact, I want to tell everyone so they know, so they can spread the word. The organization is called the VA. I'm a veteran, and because of my low income, I have all of those benefits. Mm. Now, the sad part about it is my wife, since I didn't retire, my wife isn't covered, and she has a insurance policy that's with a $10,000 deductible, and my two kids just have accident policies. So this sounds really great for me, the rest, and you asked what I want to propose spreading the word of how some people really, really like the same medical treatment that they get,
but
the Congress people get, and I'm one of them. And so I'm absolutely ecstatic, and I just wanted to share that.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. John was sharing with us just a moment how, you know, satisfied he is with his health care. His provider is the VA, socialized medicine. Let me remind you that our phone numbers are 503-231-8187. Give us a call and share about your experiences with your health insurance. Let's go to Don. Don, do you have a good health care plan?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Cecil. I have a wonderful health care plan. A fellow co-worker of mine had carpal tunnel surgery about 4 months ago, and his total bill on that for everything involved was $1.50 for parking. And I mean, they covered his surgery, his pain pills, anti-inflammatories, everything was covered, and they gave him about 6 weeks off with I believe 70% of his net pay. And the reason that we've got, that he and I both have such great health care, is because both he and I got work cards to work in Canada, and now we're covered by the Canadian health care system.
You know, you and the last caller, you know, people in the radio station, when they were saying about great health insurance, everyone's going, where is it? Where is it? VA, and now it's Canada. Okay.
It's so amazing to me where the media and the books and everything portray Americans as these brave pioneer people that are, you know, forward thinking and progressive,
right?
And they're sheep, you know, and the shepherds that are herding the sheep around are corporate America and the politicians,
right.
This is just, their health care system is just one thing that I've seen, that experience, that is so far advanced from the United States. And then I run into plenty of people down here who just parrot what they hear on CNN or Rush Limbaugh or Savage Nation or whatever that is. They just parrot what CNN tells them to say, and makes no sense whatsoever. And I just got tired of the whole thing and bagged it. So anyway, unfortunately, I don't know how many K-Blue listeners would be able to move to Canada, but I work down here in Portland, but I work for a Canadian company. So
okay, hey, well, stay with that company. Sounds great.
Thanks
for calling. You know, it occurred to me as our last caller was sharing and, you know, offering a potential plan, and, you know, most of us aren't eligible for it. And one of his comments was that many people mimic what they hear on many radio and talk shows. And, you know, if we ever get beyond that and have conversations, even people who are fans of conservative talk radio and politicians, all of us have lives and families, and I think all of us have had bad experiences with our health insurance plan or with different options we do or do not have. And maybe I'm being very optimistic or wishful, but I think that if we were ever able to have honest conversations with one of us, conservative, liberal, anarchist, socialist, Christian, Muslim, we will all find that we have common issues and that we all want good health care for our families and our loved ones and for our society. Recently, we just celebrated in this country Thanksgiving. Now, regardless of what you think about the origins of that holiday, I think one of the messages of that holiday is one of gratitude. Gratitude to live in a society where we should support one another. Perhaps we should seek ways in which we can support one another by making sure that all of us have adequate health care. But that's enough for me. Let's go to our next caller. Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, thanks for having me on. I would just like to bring up that you had a past caller that said that, yes, they are the health, current health care coverage in America is setting you up to die. My mother has been a social worker I think it's been over 35 years now.
Wow.
And the last 20 years is for hospice. It is the case. My mother lives in middle of Oklahoma. Is very conservative on her views. She believes that, you know, people who subject themselves to, you know, drinking or smoking cigarettes should be disqualified, you know, from being treated at all. You know, habitual drug users should, you know, not be taken care of by the hospitals. You know, I do not have health coverage. I actually have both of my children on Oregon Health Plan.
Okay.
I was covered by Oregon Health Plan for a short while, but because I'm a Caucasian male, it's just up to a lottery. It's not up to, anything else. But
yeah, I don't think it's because you're a Caucasian male. It's a lottery for everyone.
Actually, it was quite a humorous situation. After 17 visits over 3.5 months through the DHS offices, I finally actually had to stand up and, you know, shout discrimination in the Southeast DHS, you know, office because they refused to acknowledge that I needed help.
Yeah.
And, you know, I walked out of there with health coverage for myself, both of my kids, food stamps, and the daycare assistance that I had been asking for so I could continue to work my job. Work has slowed down to the point that I can't even utilize the daycare assistance. I am actually offered Humana health coverage through my company, yet I can't afford it. Well, due to my, you know, current situation. But on the plus side, at least my kids are covered and my kids are taken care of.
Yeah.
Like, anything is wrong, the Oregon Health Plan they are under, I can get them in, and I can get them in quickly and get, you know, at least what is going on identified and, you know, get the proper treatment taken care of.
But unfortunately, if anything happened to their dad, you know, they would be in trouble. So,
And I just have to keep on keeping on until things can end up getting better.
Well, thank you for being an advocate for yourself and for your family, and hopefully things will get better.
Oh, yes, I'm counting on it. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you for calling and sharing. We're speaking this morning about healthcare. You're listening to KBOO FM. This is More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott. We've been speaking this morning about healthcare. Give us a call, 503-231-8187. We have a few minutes left. Are you satisfied with your health insurance plan? What changes would you make or would you not make? All of this was in, we began this morning conversation because we were aware that a new Congress is about to take office. The Republican majority in the House of Representatives, along with their colleagues in the Senate, ran on a pledge to America. Among the platforms is to repeal the Affordable Care Act of 2009. The Health Insurance Reform Act, which was passed by the last Congress. regardless of what you think about the adequacy of the bill that was passed by the Congress, the Republicans have pledged to repeal it. I think it will impact many of us. And so the challenge continues to be, how do we make sure that our representatives are fulfilling their constitutional obligations by listening to their constituencies and making sure that all of us in our society are healthy? Give a call to your congressional representative. Let that person know how you feel, what you think. In the meantime, we continue to be encumbered by a health insurance scam, if I may use those words, in which it makes it very difficult for people to get the treatment that they need, to get the diagnosis that they need, to find affordable health care in general. Our last caller was sharing how he was fortunate enough to have his children covered by the Oregon Health Plan, but he wasn't covered. Unfortunately, that plan, which was initiated in the 90s by the former and future governor, Kitzhaber, which was revolutionary in its day, is no longer able to cover the many people who need it. And so many people find themselves just dropping out and dropping through the holes in our society. We have had several calls this morning. A couple of people are satisfied with their health care plan. But one was covered by the Veterans Administration. Another person who called and was satisfied with his health care plan worked for a Canadian company and is covered through the Canadian system. We've had a teacher, a person with a master's degree who does not have health insurance. We had a painter. I imagine he was self-employed, but also unable to afford health care. And we had a nurse who works for a hospital who shared how she is not satisfied with her health care provider and the system. I think all of us are concerned about health care. I hope that the new Congress and the president will really get down and try to see what things we can and cannot do to make sure that all people are covered. I think it's interesting to note that the Republicans who said that they will repeal the Affordable Care Act pledged that they will make it illegal for an insurance company to deny coverage to someone with prior coverage on the basis of pre-existence condition, eliminate annual and lifetime spending cap, and prevent insurers from dropping your coverage just because you get sick. That is a proposal by the incoming Republican Congress. They did not mention that all of those protections have already been enacted by the Affordable Care Act of 2009. So while the incoming Republican majority pledged many things, they also say that they want to dismantle an act that meets some of the things that they desire to cover. There's lots of work to do for all of us. Give a call to your congressional representative. Join organizations who continue to work on health care. And continue to be an advocate for yourself and for your neighbors. In this season of gratitude, when many people are thankful for many things, let us remember that we live in a society that no person, no man or woman is an island unto him or herself, that we are all, with apologies to John Donne, interconnected with one another, and that we have a social, indeed moral obligation to look out for one another. How we treat those who are the least in our society is a reflection of our society as a whole. I think all of us want a society where our children, all children, are adequately covered and protected, where all people feel safe, but it's going to take a lot of work. And that's what we depend on, is for pulling together and seeking a common solution. The last page in the book has not been written. It depends on what we do. The task is our duty. Let's get to it. Stay tuned for more Radio here on KBOO. Up next is the OMO Variety Hour, and continue to listen to this radio station as we seek to inform and give you information that you need. My name is Cecil Prescott. This is More Talk Radio. We will join you next week. Have a good day.